producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Us to get there. We are here. We would be me, Doug Steffen, host of the Good Day program Monday through Friday on many of these same stations. And on the weekend, we present to you Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to take your calls at 888-553-7536 about your health, questions you have about the truth or lack of truth there may be connected to whatever issue is going on in your body. What have you heard? Who have you talked to? What sort of response have you gotten when you had a question? Did you get the answer you want? You are certainly welcome and encouraged to share your story. Make it quickly. That's probably a better way of putting it. And then get to the question so we can answer it. Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536, or email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or to me, Doug at dougsteffen.com. A lot of questions this week about the flu vaccines. Are the ones this year going to be better than last year? Cardiac patients, because Ken is a cardiologist. What's the story with some of the new information that's coming down about cardiology, the things that you do to your spine if you're texting all the time, that kind of stuff. From the top to the bottom of the list, Dr. Ken is here. As a matter of fact, he prepares a list. What's the top thing on the list this week?
Well, this week, weight loss surgery is linked to suicide and self-harm. Doug, weight loss surgery patients, they're at increased risk for self-harm and suicide within the first 3 years after having bariatrics procedure. Even if you remove the weight, you may not remove the psychological issues associated with it. The increased risk for self-harm stresses the need for screening for suicide risk during follow-up after weight loss surgery, Doug.
What do you think it is, Ken? There's so much talk about suicide these days. Is that just a matter of fact in our society? And have you in your practice at Lake Cardiology in Central Florida, have you ever had anybody, after you've talked to them and told them what the reality of their situation was, commit suicide?
Well, you know, it's like letting the steam out of the pot. Talking about it doesn't make someone do it. It actually gives them a reason not to. And this is something that has been studied so hard, and that's why if somebody is depressed, if somebody's even talking about it, it's best to get them the opportunity to talk to one of us about it. And I think that's why there's a lot of talk about suicide, because talking about it as a patient actually lowers the risk that you're going to do it.
Really? So that business of therapy works. Psychological
Absolutely.
Therapy. Have you ever sent people, because your specialty isn't, although I'm sure that plenty of people unload on you, and I don't mean that in a negative sense, but people express themselves, their fears, their concerns, and I know, because I know you well, that you become a counselor as well. I mean, that's part of doing what you do, especially because the area that you concentrate on is so serious, and people are in denial, and that's the thing that really is troubling it. I would guess, if I were sitting in your seat or doing what you're doing, that being a counselor, something you weren't trained for necessarily, but part of the job is to give people their options in the nicest way possible, that to tell them that there are no options in the nicest way possible.
Well, I finished training in cardiology in 1987, and I've been practicing ever since. And, you know, I don't think it's easy to be a good cardiologist without being a good part-time psychiatrist, because there's so much overlap between heart disease and mental illness. And just over time, you know, people kid me that I've become a psychocardiologist, and it's just, in order to be good at it, you just have to develop some talent. So it just goes with the territory.
I thought it was interesting, this Demi Lovato. Are you familiar with her? Your daughter certainly is.
Now you're going to make me look idiot, like an idiot.
No, I'm not. She's a well-known performer who's been speaking publicly about mental health for a long time, and she suggests now that the rest of the world is sort of catching up to her. Apparently she has some problems in her family.
She's an actress and a singer.
Yeah, right. She's running what they call the Be Vocal Mental Health campaign, encouraging others to boldly speak out about mental illness. This past week, she took her advocacy one step further. She went to Washington, urging policy people to place a larger priority on mental health. I think that's one of the things that we are naive about also in our country. For whatever the reason, we don't want to talk about mental illness. We don't want to talk about people. There is a movie called Pawn Sacrifice around now about Boris Spassky and Bobby Fischer, the chess champions,
right,
and how mentally ill Bobby Fischer was, in fact. And even if, under the circumstances, he was really mentally incapacitated, he could still win. He was the most brilliant chess player probably of all time.
I think mental illness makes us feel uncomfortable.
Why?
Well, I wish I knew the answers to that. I'm just telling you why people regarding talking about it.
Yeah.
And I wish I knew, but I think it's something where people feel uncomfortable about. They think if they talk about it, maybe it'll lead to them having more of it, or maybe they're uncomfortable that, you know, it may start touching their lives. It's hard to know why this is, because this is an area of that is difficult to get to, but it's such a big part of it. And you know, all these issues of people using these guns, so much of it is mental illness, and that's really where most of the problem is.
Well, it is, and that's something that we aren't talking about, and that's because we have bad leadership. And it doesn't make any difference what party you're in. Neither one of them want to talk about this, it would seem, even though it is a very serious part of the national, it ought to be the national debate. The fact that we have fallen so far behind most other progressive countries when it comes to how we approach the issue of mental illness, it's outrageous, really.
Yeah, I don't think collectively we understand it well.
I don't think we understand it well because we're afraid of it. We don't want to talk about our feelings. We don't want to talk about how it is. I was part of a 2-hour seminar on integrity and courage this past week. One of the things that I listened to and was very interested in was the discussion of failing and courage. And what happens under those circumstances, the mental stimulation, the people who fail and who just give up. And I think that happens a lot in health, don't you? Where people just say, oh, well, I guess it's time for me to die, when there are plenty of ways that they could work themselves out of whatever their predicament is.
That's an interesting analogy. There are people like that who do, and it's a sad thing.
Yeah. It really is. All right, I want to welcome in KMED in Medford, Oregon. Newest Good Day Health affiliate, KMED. First person that calls from KMED gets an interesting reality check. 888-553-7536. When I say interesting reality check, I want to know about you. I want to know about Medford, about that area. What are the big health concerns out there now? Are there differences, do you think, around the country with the kinds? Do you have more problems where you are, let's say? Is Florida a good place, I put good in quotation marks, to practice your kind of cardiac medicine? Is there something about being in the Midwest, doctors practice something different, or the problems are different there, the Northeast, the West Coast? You think that you think the problems are the same everywhere?
That's a great question, Doug. I had the good fortune of training in just about all four different quadrants of the country.
Yeah, you did, right.
And there are different styles of approaching. You would think it would be all the same, but there are, in different areas of the country, different levels of aggressiveness about the way physicians attack different medical problems, and there are more common issues in certain areas. The age of the population, the distribution of the population, the demographics do differ in different locations. So you do get challenged by different things in different areas. But the approaches, I learned a lot while I was in training, moving around and learning from the way doctors approach things differently. And you learn that there's just not one way to get to the bottom line.
Yep. All right, we're here to brief you on the medical news of the week, take your calls, answer your questions, help you out. 888-553-7536. We'll start getting to your calls. It's a matter of moments. First, let's spend some time talking about a way to get rid of the bags and the puffiness under your eyes so that you look, when you get up in the morning, you look in the mirror and you say, wow, do I like the way I look? That's good mental health. And what's in your mind will predicate how healthy your body is. The mind-body connection is so strong. So we think it's a good idea to have you look and feel your best. That's why Ken recommends products like GenuCell.
Absolutely. This is the real thing, ladies and gentlemen. Every day, men and women across this beautiful country, they're seeing something they've never thought possible. They're seeing bags and puffiness under their eyes just go away, disappear. Like you, Kathy from Dearborn, Michigan, probably thought nothing would work for her. Then she tried GenuCell, and she wrote the following. GenuCell is a great product. She tells us, I did not have bags, but I have an odd puff under one eye. It's now totally gone, she says, thanks to the GenuCell. At first, it would come and go. After 2 weeks, it did not return. I'm very happy, she writes to us. You, too, can get rid of these puffs and bagginess. And with GenuCell, immediate effects. You'll lose years off your appearance in just 12 hours. GenuCell, it'll work for you or your money back, guaranteed.
All right, help yourself to GenuCell by dialing 800-822-6145. Let me underscore what Ken said. It's a risk-free proposition. You buy it, you pay for it, it works or not. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. Get rid of the dark circles, the puffiness, the bags. 800-822-6145. Make sure that you ask them about this powerful new platinum dark circle treatment as you subscribe to the other things that Ken has talked about. 800-822-6145.
If your breathing difficulty has you lugging around a portable oxygen tank, it's time you reclaim your freedom and mobility with an Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrator, and it's risk-free for 30 days. The Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrator replaces heavy tanks, and its reliable FAA-approved design assures you'll never worry about running low on oxygen tanks. For a free information kit and a risk-free 30-day trial, go to nomoretanks.com or call 800-997-4109. Learn how a small, lightweight, portable oxygen concentrator will let you reclaim your freedom. Call 800-997-4109. There's only one Inogen portable oxygen concentrator, and it can set you free from the tank. Call 800-997-4109 now to try risk-free for 30 days, or go to nomoretanks.com. The Inogen portable oxygen concentrator, the dependable portable tankless oxygen therapy solution. 800-997-4109 or online at nomoretanks.com. 30-day risk-free trial applies to purchase only.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish Woodlook tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Tyson. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/WeekDays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Feed non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Medical news of the week, part of the focus here on the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, ready to get into action with you now that we've set up the parameters, some ideas for you to think about. How may we be of service to you? How can we help you out? 888-553-7536. Let's start with Jamie, who's in Durham, New York. Jamie, you're on now with Dr. Ken.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I appreciate it. I'll just briefly give you my background. I was diagnosed at 42 with colorectal cancer, and it was low in my rectum. And I received radiation chemotherapy.
Can I interrupt for just a second? Does it make a difference, Ken, whether the cancer is low in the rectum or high in the rectum? Because he qualified by saying it was low in the rectum. Is that more serious, not as serious? What's the difference?
It depends where in the rectum, depends on what the treatment's going to be and what perhaps, if any, potential complications, because I think that Jamie's going to talk to us about a potential complication of his treatment.
All right, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I wanted just to clarify that, Jamie. Go ahead.
Sure. So I had a resection surgery and then post-operative chemotherapy. And since then, I wake up probably 3 to 5 times every night to use the bathroom. And is there any way to alleviate this?
Have you talked to the surgeon who did your procedure, the people who treated you? There's certain reasons why this can happen. Certain cancer treatments in and of themselves can make you urinate a lot. There are some drugs that can do this. I don't know if the surgery...
It was actually the bowel movements. They're bowel movements.
So you actually are having frequent bowel movements. Are you having diarrhea?
Not at all.
Uh-huh.
You think there's something wrong with that? I better check, because not to be too personal or too much information, but that's my common everyday experience.
But he didn't just suddenly change. He did this after his treatment, after his surgery.
All right.
Just let's talk a little bit about you, Jay. Were you put together? Were your internals put back together so that you were having bowel movements that were normal right after surgery?
Not at all. It was like a trigger. It just switched. A total switch. right after surgery it happened, and it was never like that for the 42 years I lived before it.
But you didn't have a pouch. You were...
No, I was okay. I was bagless.
You were bagless. Okay. I wonder if you're malabsorbing. How much of your large bowel was removed?
I guess around a foot.
A foot, okay.
It was actually my rectum, right? I don't know. I guess it was my rectum. It was just enough to reattach.
Right. But a significant amount of your large bowel was removed, I would imagine.
Yes, uh-huh.
And it sounds to me like you may not be absorbing the way you should. That's what the large bowel does. It takes back a lot of what you don't want to leave the body. And, you know, it works both ways. Everything that you put in your mouth doesn't come out the bottom, right?
Right.
And a lot of it is taken back, some in the first from the small bowel as you after you swallow, and then it leaves the small bowel, it goes to the large bowel, and then out the bottom. And much of your large bowel has been removed. And I just, if you're having a lot of movements, bowel movements, it sounds to me that you may just be in a situation where your intestines just can't absorb certain nutrients back into the bloodstream. And I want you to, this needs to be diagnosed. Have you seen a gastroenterologist, a GI specialist?
Not at all. I'm only an oncologist. I try to stay away from doctors as much as possible.
Well, don't be allergic to them. You know, this is where you need a sympathetic, hardworking diagnostician. Yeah, you haven't had a lot of antibiotic use, have you?
Not at all.
Okay. But I have you had radiation therapy to that area?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, that's what could have done it, along with the, you know, the trauma or surgery damages the intestines, the large intestines. And my strong suspicion is you have what we call malabsorption syndrome. And I want you to follow up with a GI doctor, gastroenterologist. Tell them you talked to another doctor, you've had surgery, you've had radiation therapy, and now you're having frequent bowel movements. And we were concerned that you might have malabsorption syndrome and you want to be diagnosed, and then if that's present, you want some help, okay?
Okay, so they are able to help it. So I'm looking for a good night's sleep, more than anything.
Yes. Well, you're going to need to, you know, dealing with first the diagnosis and then dealing with some of the treatment options of getting nutrient and fluid replacement and then getting on to the right diet. And all of this should be coordinated. And there are things, once you get diagnosed, dietitians can help you and a good GI doctor can help with all this.
All right, Jamie, best of luck to you. You've got a good, strong sound in your voice. It sounds to me like you have good health elsewhere. So take that thought. His voice sounded very strong to
me.
He
sounds like he's very motivated to get better, and that's always what a doctor loves to hear.
Right. Well, at his age, he's got lots of room, it would seem, to move. So it certainly doesn't sound like it's the end of the line by any stretch of the imagination.
And if that doesn't work, call back. But that's what's going on here.
Remember to call 888-553-7536 at 20.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The hour as the Good Day Health Program continues. Excuse me. I guess I'm going to be in good health. I got to clear my throat, Ken. The allergies abound with the leaves changing, the ragweed on the farm. Many of you know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster and out on the farm all the time in the good weather. It doesn't always agree with me other than the fact that it gets in my into my throat. Really, it's amazing how quickly some of this stuff can plug you up, too. And I don't know that there's... You said, I think, once to take Claritin. There were some other homeopathic things that I've taken. They don't seem to clear it up. They just make it less of a... And I don't even know that it's a problem. It just is annoying to have to clean that stuff out all the time.
Well, you, I believe, have hay fever. And you know, you just have never... really done anything about it other than treat the symptoms.
Well, what do you do about it other than leave the farm?
Well, you can get allergy shots. You can be desensitized if you want that.
Really?
There's nasal corticosteroids. There are antihistamines, which you take. There's decongestants. You know, there's a number of things that you can do beside to prevent it. You know, you can avoid it, but sometimes, you know, there may be some specific allergen out there, but you would have to go through some allergy testing.
So you've never have you ever told me that before? I don't remember you telling me that before.
Okay, I have.
I'm here. So I should find an allergist.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, maybe that'll be my next charge. All right. Got that taken care of. Now let's get back to the callers.
They're very good. Allergy shots, immunotherapy is good. It's you know, it's come a long way since when you and I were kids.
Wow. That is a long way. 888. Yeah, see, hear it in my face. You can hear it in my voice.
Go rinse your, you know, you want to rinse your sinuses. Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
No.
We've talked about that, how you don't want to drown yourself, but you know, there's a lot of ways to do that, to irrigate your nasal sinuses. You can use some sterile saline, which is a very nice way to do it. One of the products, I'm not giving them a plug, but Ocean is a really good product with the orange cap and white little spray bottle, and to provide nasal irrigation. But just going into the shower and holding one nostril and breathing in warm air, and you want to make sure you don't choke to death, but just keep one nostril sealed and just breathe with the other nostril until it totally opens up. That's a great way to rinse your sinuses. But the non-sedating antihistamines are very effective, as you were mentioning, the Claritins, the Zyrtecs of the world. Mm-hmm. You can use some nasal decongestant like Afrin, but just for 1 or 2 days. Sometimes the so-called leukotriene modifiers like Singulin, but that's a prescription drug. You may not be eager to do that.
Andy, that is.
And then the oral corticosteroids often help. They're not a pill form. They get less absorbed into the body, if at all, and they can be very helpful. But I think the first approach to it is just some antihistamines, some nasal corticosteroids, and just keeping the sinuses nice, the nasal passages well irrigated. And if that doesn't work, allergy shots with immunotherapy is the next place.
All right. How do you like that for advice, boys and girls? 888. Many of you probably going through the same thing. 888-553-7536. How about we have a visit with Joshua, who's listening to KTSM in El Paso. Hi, Joshua.
Good day, good day.
Yes, sir. What's up, Joshua?
Dr. Ken, my girlfriend, she gets these weird allergic reactions to where her throat closes up and she can no longer breathe. Uh-huh. And she's had this for a while. I believe it's actually chronic. But every time she goes to the doctor tells her that she's not allergic to anything. It's just something that occurs naturally within her body. But it gets to the point where if she doesn't stab herself with an EpiPen, then she could literally die from lack of oxygen. She can't breathe. So I'm wondering if you've heard any symptoms like this.
Sure.
Or if you can just tell me what's really going on. Is there a cure? What can we do to get her better?
Sure, your boy Joshua. She's pretty lucky to have you. Is she listening right now?
I'm an early bird, and she's not.
All right, well, God.
The answer to that is no.
All right, well, she's pretty lucky to have you. Clearly you love her.
You can play this back for her, Joshua, later on today. If you go to the archives at DougStefan.com, you'll find this hour. And if you go to the bottom of the hour, and after our conversation here, you'll find your conversation there. You'll play it back for her then.
Joshua, you may have already... The important thing here, as you're on the hunt here, as you're right, is figuring out what the cause of this. And you may have already figured it out, but just let's move back one step, the big picture. So what causes the throat to swell? Because this is a common complaint that people present to the doctor asking about, and definitely an allergy is close to the top of the list, but probably the most common is just the ordinary common cold can do this. We've all had a cold and we have felt our throat close. Another common cause of throat swelling is anxiety. Remember when you went to a new school and you had that first exam, you may have felt some throat tightness, throat swelling, good old ordinary anxiety, which has probably gotten all of us at one point in our life, can do this. Other things that can make your throat swell, drug reactions, allergy, seasonal allergies like the hay fever that Doug just talked about, strep throat, mononucleosis, chronic sinusitis. These are the most common causes. And then to figure out what to do about it is to first get the diagnosis. If you're right, Joshua, that she's having allergies and then this is happening, and you haven't been able to deal with this easily with the over-the-counter medications that I just discussed with Doug, the next step is for her, too, to go to the allergist, and she may need to get some so-called immunotherapy, some good old-fashioned allergy shots to get rid of all this.
Okay.
All right.
All right, that's great advice. And you know what? I'm definitely going to go to the archive and play this back for her.
All right.
Go. Good luck.
Joshua, what's her name?
Her name is Natalie.
Natalie, I hope you get better, and you're pretty lucky. You've got a great boyfriend named Joshua.
All right, Joshua and Natalie sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Remember that old silly thing? Have a good time, Joshua. Thank you. Mike's in Port Charlotte, Florida. Up next with Dr. Ken. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Doug. Doctor.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How can we help?
Yes. Yesterday I got back the results of a coronary artery scan, and my LAD, the left descending artery, showed a blockage of over 80%. And just wondered what the next step should be. I am going to see my doctor tomorrow or Monday, but I just wondered your opinion.
Mike, you know what I would do if it was me? You're in Port Charlotte. I'd get my car
and
drive for a couple hours over to see Ken in Mount Dora. That's what I'd do if I were you.
Well, Mike, let me. That's very kind of Doug to say that. Let me get in here for a second, Mike. The most important thing is I don't want you to panic. I want you to have a boring weekend. And, you know, I just don't want you to run a motor without oil, so to speak. First of all, just to long term, what you want to do is look at your lifestyle. You want to make sure that you're eating a heart healthy diet. Anything on the Mediterranean diet or the DASH diet, dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. You want to make sure you're getting 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep, lower mental stress. You want to make sure you're not smoking. You want to make sure that you're limiting your alcohol. And then you want to know four numbers, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight, and make sure all of those are normal. Once your lifestyle is optimized, you're going to need short-term some therapy for this. And if you're having symptoms, are you having symptoms, chest discomfort?
No.
I'm sorry?
No symptoms.
Then, what made the doctors do the CTA of your coronaries? Just a peace of mind?
Years ago, I had another one. At that point, I had a 70% blockage.
Okay, well, I hope you're on aspirin.
Baby aspirin.
Okay, and I hope you're on a statin drug.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And which one are you on?
Simvastatin.
You know, 40 milligrams or 80 milligrams?
80.
Okay, well, I would talk to the doctors. I don't know what your numbers are. I hope your bad cholesterol is very low, under 60.
Yes.
Do you know how low it is?
Under 100.
Well, it should be much lower than that. I definitely under 70, ideally under 60. And if it's not, you should go on a stronger statin, Lipitor, which is now generic atorvastatin, a great value, or Crestor, which is still not generic, but shortly will be. And on those stronger statins, and are you on beta blockers or ACE inhibitors if your blood pressure will allow?
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Metoprolol.
Good. That's a beta blocker. Are you on an ACE inhibitor, Zestril, something like that, lisinopril?
She's a generic Cardura.
Cardura is not, but, you know, I would talk to your doctors also about instead of Cardura, an ACE inhibitor, because that lowers pressure like Cardura, but it also directly helps promote the healthiness of the circulation. But the question is whether to get this vessel opened, and I can't imagine. You're not a diabetic, are you?
No.
You know, I bet if we talked long enough and thought hard enough, you may have recently have had some decrease in your ability to do activity, some unexplained fatigue, unexplained palpitations, or unexplained sweating, lightheadedness, dizziness, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, any of these things. Are you totally feeling absolutely well?
Fairly well. I do have some back problems and rotator cuff problems.
Uh-huh. But how strenuously do you exert?
Very little.
Very little. Okay. It sounds to me like you're going to need to go see you know, what's called an interventional cardiologist. These are, there's now many different types of cardiologists because cardiology is so complex, and there's probably at least five different types of us. The interventional cardiologists, they specialize in doing heart catheterizations, imaging the circulation invasively, and then following up with opening up the vessels with angioplasty. But that is a very critical, not to alarm you, but that's a critical spot in the circulation. Is it the first third, the middle, or the last third of the LAD, left anterior descending coronary, which sits on top of the heart and gives blood circulation to the top part of the heart, Mike? Which part of the vessel do we know?
Top part is 70%, and down further is 80%.
Okay, so the proximal, our first third, is 70%, and as you know, that's the widowmaker section. So just what I would do is, you don't want to run a motor without oil. So I would have an incredibly mentally and physically boring weekend, and I would want to see an interventionalist on Monday, and you're going to want to get this thing opened up with stenting so that the blood is flowing nicely in there. And they'll first do a heart catheterization diagnostically to confirm this. They may want to, you know, if it really is 70 to 80, they're going to, you know, just go in and open this thing up and go from there. You know, part of the controversy is if you're on aggressive medications for circulation and you're not having any symptoms, should we open it up? Because, you know, the thought is most of what we do in a non-emergency setting of opening up vessels is to relieve symptoms and not prolong life. But here, you know, if I sat down with you long enough, I could get symptoms out of you.
All right, so I'm going to repeat what I said before, Mike, before I let you go. Get in your car. It'll take you a couple hours to drive over to see Ken. That's what I do. You can say whatever. I'm just telling you, if he's had all this time with you now, you're already familiar with him, and a couple hours from Port Charlotte over to Mount Dora is not a big deal. You get on the 4, or you take the B line, or whatever, probably take the B line, and you're there. So that would be my advice. Ken gave you his advice. I'm giving you mine. Good luck to you, sir. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken with another way for you to look your best and therefore feel your best, a mind-body connection. You feel good. You look good. You're happy about how it is that you look and feel. It does wonders when it comes to your physical well-being. So for a long time, Ken and I have been talking about this special clinical grade botanical extract called Provia, which deals with hair that comes out and doesn't come back again.
Doug, it's simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. So ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia, it's an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. This has been shown through good research to be safe and effective. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana from Cambridge, Massachusetts, she writes to us, "My hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference right away," she tells us. "Even my hairdresser noticed," she writes. "I keep using it since it works so well. And yes, it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. So say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works, or your money back. That's why I like it."
All right, here's how you find Provia to get your hair back or your money back. It doesn't work. 800, you're listening to this number, 800-543-5817. I like it because it's worked for me. A little sore spot or soft spot there. They can use a little more strength. And it cleanses the pores, gets the follicles to push the hair back up through those pores. Your hair will no longer be thin. And there's a volumizer that's part of this natural treatment from Provia. So don't waste any more time. 800-543-5817. You don't like the way you look? Do something about it. 800-543-5817.
October is National Immunity Month. A recent study shows exercise helps build up your immunity, but more than 80% of us don't get what we need. Fitness expert Tracy Anderson, creator of the Tracy Anderson Method, shares tips for staying healthy.
Because I'm a busy working mom, I'm constantly looking for ways to keep my energy up. Zicam Total Immune Plus Performance Support Orange Burst Melts is formulated with B vitamins to support energy by converting food into fuel. These melts are really tasty, so they feel less like a dietary supplement and more like a treat.
Another way to help support immunity beyond diet and exercise?
Many people don't realize this, but immunity function actually starts in the gut. Zicam Total Immune Plus Digestive Health Berry Crystals has probiotics with live active cultures that are so important for your digestive health. You can take these crystals right from the packet, or you can throw it in your water bottle, give it a little shake, and you're good to go.
To learn more about immune health, visit ZicamImmune.com and follow along with Tracy Anderson on social media as she dishes out tips all month long.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Let's see what we can do about making you feel better about yourself and where you are health-wise. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at your service and on your side on the Good Day Health Program, 888-553-7536. Sometimes we build up a bit of a theme based on early conversations in the program. Bill wants to continue the conversation about allergies and remedies. So Bill, who's in Albemarle, North Carolina, welcome to Good Day Health. Hi.
Hello, Doug. This is for you. I have no connections with this company at all, but my wife and I have discovered something that's totally natural. It works really well for hay fever. It's called ALJ. It's the three letters, Alpha, Lima, Juliet. It's made by Nature Sunshine. We bought our most recent bottle on Amazon, 100 capsules for $12. So give it a try. It works for us.
Nature Sunshine, ALJ. I will go to Amazon and check it out. Thank you. Aren't you kind to call and give me that reference? Appreciate it very much. Take good care. 888-553-7536. That's nice when people feel
I'm looking at it right now.
And how's it look?
Well, there are some things in there that I have to research.
Oh, really?
Benefit aerial parts, fennel seeds, fenugreek seeds, horseradish root, and mullein leaf extract.
Right. Well, whatever it is, it's worth a shot for $12. I'll give it a shot. It isn't going to hurt me any. And so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, if you want to research it, that would be neat for us to have a little bit more information about some of those ingredients. Always good to have that. 888-553-7536. Speaking of ingredients, Dr. Ken came upon something that we have talked a great deal about here. You know about, if you've not heard from everybody else, you hear from Ken, the research into nitric oxide that was done in the 80s, the 1980s. Now we're in the Nobel Prize season. I believe that a doctor got the Nobel Prize for medicine because of his research on nitric oxide. And now the world is full of information about products that they, obviously the producer of the product say, mine is better, ours is preferred, but Ken's done the research and he knows which one is the best.
Exactly. Nitric oxide is so important. It's a gas, and as important as oxygen getting into your body and carbon dioxide out of your body, well, there's a third gas which most people probably haven't heard about that works in our body from head to toe called nitric oxide. It's a signaling molecule. It helps maintain normal blood pressure. It actually helps blood vessels from head to toe relax, so you get normal blood pressure, helps the heart to function properly, the brain and the digestive function to work properly, as well as the immune system. If you want to function most optimally as an athlete, even sexually, you need enough nitric oxide. One of the reasons why you probably haven't heard about nitric oxide, even though this molecule, the discovery, its importance in the body was given the Nobel Prize in 1998, is because up until recently, we haven't had an easy way to measure nitric oxide in our circulation to make sure it was optimal, and then an easy way to get the levels up. Well, all of this has been solved by this wonderful company called Neogenis. They now have a simple saliva test, which I think everybody should do. You put a little bit of saliva on the test strip, and hopefully your color's not white. It's more to the reddish, but most people will see that they're low in nitric oxide. And this company has two wonderful ways to get your levels up, because the body makes nitric oxide from building blocks of protein called amino acids on the inner lining of the circulation. But this process, as we get older, every 10 years, the ability lowers by about 10% our ability. So by age 40, most of us have less of our natural ability to make nitric oxide from this way. But there's a second way, by dietary nitrites. This is eating such things as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas, kale, radish, leafy vegetables. They all have these dietary nitrites, which the body can turn into the dietary nitrates into nitric oxide. And it's very hard to get enough of these dietary nitrates. People in the past were drinking, you know, quarts, even gallons of beet juice. Well, no longer do you need to do that, because Neogenis has figured out how to granulate beets, and they have two products, one that you put on your tongue once or twice a day, and another that you can take as a bolus shot if you need energy and more nitric oxide.
Here's how you get the two products. You dial 800-655-4183. Call them now and order it. 800-655-4183. You'll find out everything Ken said was true. 800-655-4183.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.